A reading from 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that think less honorably, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with great respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffers together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
1 Corinthians 12 is the second reading today that is in our lectionary. It's a long one. The word body is mentioned 18 times. The word member is mentioned 15 times. At the end of this reading, we read, now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. It's a great experience to look out and see God's body. See Christ here. And you are really important. And that's why on this day, having our annual meeting, this reading to me is so significant. We learn these things from our reading today. There should be no dissension within the body, but the members have the same care for one another. Sometimes we disagree, but we also have care for one another. Sometimes we think we should go in different directions, but we always have care for one another. It's great to see all these children leaving. What a body we have here at St. Andrew. Many ages, all together, one body, but many members. These children will teach us things about how great the body of Christ is. You will teach one another of how important this body is in our community, in the life of your church, as we learn to share our suffering and share our joys. So today, as we gather around reports and whatever we talk about, after the service, you'll be invited to go out and support part of our body, the youth, as they have a spaghetti dinner planned for you. It's a way we can share in what God does in the life of everyone in this body. So today, be the body of Christ and be a positive, important member, because you are important. And I personally am so glad you're here. Probably can't remember a high percentage of your names, but I appreciate you being here, and thank you. Thank you for your participation today in the life of the body of Christ. Amen.